107.1 FM.
Good afternoon, everybody, from Johnson, Nebraska, home of the Eagle, this time for high school basketball. Minor conference tournament action this afternoon here on KTNC. Today we begin the first of our three broadcasts with the girls' semifinal round matchup between Ball City Sacred Heart and the Exeter Milligan Friend Squad. The Bobcats come in here 9-10 on the year. Sacred Heart coming in ranked number 2 in Class D2 with a record of 13-6 on the season. Now that's our first game of the day to be broadcast here. We'll have two others. Boy, we'll have the other girls' semifinal at 6 o'clock tonight. Lord Central Catholic will be taking on Johnson Brock in that game here coming up later this evening. That's again a 6 o'clock ball game, the other girls' semifinal. Then we'll have a boys' semifinal, the nightcap. Johnson Brock Eagles taking on Fall City Sacred Heart in that one. The Irish and Johnson Brock boys, they will wrap up the action tonight. The game is scheduled for 7:30. Two ranked teams, number 7 Sacred Heart in Class D2, number 8 Johnson Brock in Class C2. So that's what's coming up here at the Eagle's Nest in Johnson this afternoon and this evening. EMF just left the floor. They're going in for final instructions. The Irish are out warming up. We'll take a 2-minute timeout, and then we'll come back and we'll take a look at the starting lineups for this game coming up on KTNC.
At Ben's Country Meats, we know what it means to work hard, show up, and give it your all. Just like our hometown teams do every game. Our meats are family-made and award-winning because Chia fans deserve the best. Fuel up with Ben's Jerky, Snack Sticks, Brats, and more. Perfect for the ride home or the victory party. Ben's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
At Equity Bank, we never forget, it's your money. That's why our customers are always armored against ATM fees. Your Equity Bank debit card provides the shield against all ATM fees, anywhere, anytime, giving you freedom wherever you go. Now's the perfect time to experience the Equity Bank difference. Stop by any Equity Bank location to open an account or do it in minutes online at equitybank.com. We're proud to serve you and help you make the most of your money. Member FDIC.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Starting lineups for today's action in this girls' semifinal round game. We will go with the visitors from EMF, the Bobcats. Coach Josie Sabaka will go with a 5'6" junior in Kendall Phillippe. 6-foot sophomore, Tori Brusson. A 5'8" junior, Avery Tuttle. A 5'10" sophomore, Reese Tuttle. And a 6-foot junior, Aniston Mikes. Kendall Phillippe, Tori Bresson, Avery Tuttle, Reese Tuttle, and Aniston Mikes. 2 6-footer and 5'10" player all on the floor to start the game today for the ENF Bobcats. For the Irish, today, for Coach Luke Sando, his starting five will include 5'5" senior Avery Sando. Avery coming into the ball game today, averaging 12.7 points per game. Daisy Wood is a 5'6" senior. She averages 10.1 points per game on the year. Elise Reschke is a 5'9" junior. Elise coming in, she averages averages 2.3 points, but she's also chipping in 5.4 rebounds per game on the season, playing good defense. Bailey Lemeron is a 5'4" freshman. She averages 8.3 points per contest. And Hallie Jones, a 5'9" junior for the Irish. She'll be in the post. She's averaging 10.5 points per game and 7.7 rebounds per contest for Sacred Heart coming into today's action. The two teams met earlier this year back on December 12th. In that game, it was a win for the Irish. 40-33 was the final score. 40-33, the Irish used an 18-4 run in the fourth quarter to take control of that game. Avery Sandow had 17. She was the only Irish player into double figures that night. She had 17 points and 6 rebounds to lead the Irish in that contest back on December 12th. So here we are almost 2 months later, and the two teams matching up here again. Also today, over on our sister station, Sunny 101.3, we will have East Central Nebraska Conference basketball for you today. Randy Gatula headed to Meade. And coming up today, boys semifinal round action, 6 o'clock. It will be Meade, but not at Meade. Meade is playing there at Freeman, I'm sorry. Meade is taking on Auburn at 6 o'clock on the boys' side, followed by the Freeman Falcons, the host team hosting at Johnson County Central. Meade taking on Auburn at 6, followed by Freeman and Johnson County Central at 7:30 tonight in the boys' semifinal. Now, the boys are also having consolation semifinals night at Murdoch. Fall City boys play Palmyra at 6 o'clock tonight, and Elmwood Murdoch boys play Weeping Water tonight at 7:30. So that's where we're at with the ECNC tournament going on today. You can do those two games on Sunday 101.3. Our presenting sponsor for the game tonight, F&M Bank in Fall City. It's local decisions, it's local solutions, along with local focus. F&M Bank in Fall City, our presenting sponsor for high school basketball this afternoon and this evening on KTMC. All right, everybody's back out warming up. I see Irish fans have snuck off from work early, some of them today, to get here for this 3 o'clock tip-off. Much like EMF, they've got a few that have snuck out as well, too. They all had a longer drive from Exeter Milligan and Friend today. However, I have not talked to one person who did not enjoy the drive today in the bright sunshine and the much warmer temperature today. The only problem, you're getting your vehicle all sloshed up because what's left of the snow is melting and making water on the road. That's the only complaint we have today, and we're not going to worry about that a bit. It's a beautiful day outside. The two teams continue their warm-ups here. While they're doing that, we'll take another two-minute timeout. Abby back with a tip-off of the game between Sacred Heart and EMF and the girls' minor conference semifinals on KTNC.
Join us for the 4th annual Sebethe Community Hospital Health Fair. Mark your calendars for Saturday, April 4th at the main event in Sebethe, Kansas. There will be many community businesses sharing resources, wellness tips, and much more. It's a great opportunity to take charge of your health and well-being. Join us Saturday, April 4th from 9 to 11:30 a.m. at the main event in Sebethe.
Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holdman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holdman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holdman at Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holdman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holdman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction. Station.
Airstream Heating and Cooling, plumbing and sewer cleaning at your service, bringing comfort from our home to yours with offices in two locations, Auburn and Falls City, Nebraska. Services are offered at residential and commercial levels. Co-owners have 40 plus years of experience, and their crew includes licensed journeymen and master journeymen. Available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Airstream Heating and Cooling in Falls City, 402-245-5083. In Auburn, 402-414-7083.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
All right, we are still introducing starters to the game here by the end today. Before our first game gets underway here on KTNC this afternoon. The Irish are the home team today. Sacred Heart comes into this tournament on the girls' side as the number one seed. They're 13-6. They picked up a win over Del Rodel Tuesday night in the quarterfinals, 49-23. EMF defeated Humboldt Table Rock Senior 41-26 here on Tuesday night. 41-26 was that score as well. All right, everybody's introduced. The officials have a basketball. Head out to their assigned positions, and we are ready to roll. Helping bring you the action today is all of our sponsors from the throughout the season. We thank them. Can't bring you the basketball without them. And again, our presenting sponsor is F&M Bank in Falls City. Stepping into the center circle is going to be Aniston Mines. She is a 6 foot junior for EMF. Hallie Jones steps in for the Irish. All the Irish are on the defensive side of the floor here. The tip will go to the Bobcats to start the ball game as they will go from the right to the left here to start it out this afternoon. They go toward the south bucket. They go to the high post. They give it there to Aniston Mike. She kicks it back out right side for a three ball up and off the rim. No good by Avery Tuttle. And a rebound grabbed up by Elise Reschke. Reschke will toss it forward to Sando, and she had ran into from behind. Got rid of the ball to Lemeron, and now over to Witt. Witt in the corner, and it's Sando for three on the right side, and she hits the springs on her first attempt of the afternoon, and the Irish are up 3-0 early on. Moving it up to the front court, out on the right side, it'll be the Bobcats for the basketball. Out of the wing, Sacred Heart manned up here defensively. Throw it into the paint, moving in, spin move, a shot up, no good by Tuttle. Rebound brought out of there by Avery Sando. Sando running it up the floor. Reschke in to Jones, back out, swinging around. Sando left side from the elbow, no good for three, and the rebound to Phillippe. Phillippe for the front court with the basketball now to the Bobcats. 3-0, Sacred Heart early on here in the ball game. Move the ball cross court with a skip pass now to Tori Bresson. She'll fire a long one up, no good. Ball saved inbound. Good job on the hustle down there by Phillippe. She'll get it back into a teammate, and now the ball goes cross court to Bresson. Now she'll take it out between the circles, handing the ball out there. Reese Tuttle. Tuttle goes to the right side and off through the hands of Kendall Phillippe. Irish hit the ball on the turnover. Can't take your eye off the ball. That's what happened there. The ball went skidding out of bounds. To the front court comes Sacred Heart. Witt pulls up. 15-footer on the rim. No. Jones tips it out, but it's controlled by Aniston Mines, by EMF. They come up the floor. Stop in the free throw circle. Give it back out to Tuttle. Tuttle back to the free throw line. Give the ball off there to Mines. Mines dribbles down the right side and double dribble. She lost the handle on it, and double dribble is the call, and the Irish get it on another turnover here. And we come to the front court now. Irish basketball, right side. Witt loads up a three on the rim. No. Rebound to Sando. Cross court with a bounce pass goes to Jones. And Hallie is tied up under there by a Bobcat. Alternating possession, the ball will go to the Irish underneath their own basket. They'll inbound from the left side. Triggering will be Lemeron, the freshman. She looked, taking some time. Out top, tip, a controlled width. down to Lemeron, three ball in the corner. No, bases inside to Jones, back cross court. Now Sandal, left side, three ball in and out, no good. Rebound is loose. Who's got it? It's going to be EMF ball. Kendall Phillippe ends up with the ball after they scrambled around on the floor for it for a little bit. They'll bring it up through the midcourt circle. Down into the paint, dish the ball to the left side of the floor now to Tuttle. Driving in, shot up, no good. This one by Bresson. Bresson misses. We've got another held ball on the rebound. It'll be Tuttle tying up out there with one of the Irish players, and this time it belongs to EMF. So the Bobcats trigger from the right side baseline, bring the ball in, and thinking about a three, but thinking better of it. Back and in is Avery Tuttle, and she travels with the basketball. That's the third turnover already by EMF here in this first quarter. We've got 5:04 to go in the first period. 3-0 Sacred Heart. The Irish got the first shot of the game to go from long range, and nothing since. Rush, left side wing, holds it, skips it back out to Witt, three ball from the right side, in, out, off the glass, no. Rebound picked off by Tuttle. Tuttle coming up the floor, a long pass up the floor to Mainz. Mainz got too far underneath the basket, tried to lean in and scoop it. Sando the rebound, pushes it ahead and a layup at the other end, no good for Witt. And the rebound, we're going the other way again, it is the Bobcats. Right side, pull it up, back out top for three. It's up, it's good. Three-pointer ties the ball game. That shot made by Tori Bresson. And we have our first tie of the ball game, 3-3. The lid's been on the basket for the Irish here for the last almost 4 minutes here. Here's a shot from the left side baseline. Reschke can't hit. Rebound loose, comes the opposite side. Weak side picked up, and here comes the Bobcats to the front, looking for the lead. Tuttle, right sideline, with the ball, down low to Mainz. Backs in, double team, back out to Tuttle, right in front of State Air Coach Luke Santa. And over the left side, shot up and a swish to the left wing. Kendall Phillippe, that's a two-pointer, and EMF takes the lead, now 5-3. To the front court we go with the basketball. 3:39 left in this first period. Here's the ball stolen away. Tuttle with the steal, running the other way. Layup, got it. Tuttle with the two-point layup, and now it's 7-3. Subs ready to come in on the next break in the action for both teams. Witt for three, off the back iron, no. Rebound comes out long. Aniston Mainz picks it up. Now she'll give it to a teammate. And now to the front court comes the Bobcats with 3:10 to play in the period. Left side, three ball loaded up. Avery Tuttle can't get it to go. Rebound is grabbed up by Tori Bresson. She lost it. Taken away by the Irish by Jones. And Hallie is fouled. She gets rid of the ball to a teammate. And the foul will go. Our first on Avery Tuttle. Her first and the first foul of our ball game. Reschke out for the Irish. Checking in for Sacred Heart now is Peyton Georgie, the 5'6" freshman. Seven in here for the Bobcats. Down there on the low post, Brinley Johnson, a 5'10 freshman. And the Irish turn it over, trying to go inside. Their first turnover of the ballgame. Up until now, it's all been missed shots, unfortunately, for Sacred Heart. To the front court come the Bobcats with a four-point advantage, 7-3. Three ball up, short, no good off the rim by Tori Bresson. Long rebound to the right sideline, picked up by the Bobcats again. Back out top with it, Tori Bresson. She looks, fires underneath in the paint, off the glass, no good. Rebound for Witt off the miss of Johnson. Witt up the floor, stops, now slows up, gives the ball off to Georgia. She can shoot the three. Also into the Irish now is Kemper. There's a two-pointer down low for Hallie Jones. Gets the ball on that right block inside the paint and turns around, and now we've got a 7-5 ball game. Sacred Heart down by two. Also in there for the Irish is Kemper Sipple. So the Irish on the defense now. Knocked away by Jones, trying to chase it down. The ball gets away from her out of bounds. Good hustle knocking that ball away. Couldn't quite hang on to it, and it will be EMF basketball. For Sacred Heart, they bring Ryan Westengard into the ballgame, a 5'7 sophomore. Bring it in, driving up, Tuttle dishes across the lane with a bounce pass to Petey there. And Brindley Johnson with the two-pointer for the squad from DNF, and they're up now by a score of 9-5. Minute 30 to go here in the first quarter. Left side with it. The Irish play catch around the perimeter. Witt for three from the right side. On the rim, no. On the backside, rebound comes down. It was in the hands of Kemper Sipple. She couldn't hang on to it. The ball falls out of bounds on the inline. It belongs to ENF. Bobcat basketball with a four-point advantage, 115 into the paint. A runner and throw it up, almost a shot to it, throw, and Kendall Phillippe has her second hoop, and now it's 11-5. Biggest depth of the day for the Irish, down by six, lob it into Jones. Triple team gets it back out to Witt. Witt driving, pulling up, shooting, short, no good. Rebound, Jones has it as she comes down with it, a held ball, and it'll stay on the Irish end this time. On the alternating possession, EMF has the height advantage. The Irish are getting rebounds, but as soon as they get it in there, then they've got all kinds of hands coming after it. 54 seconds to go in the quarter. What are we talking about here? We are having a conference of men in striped shirts. Okay, boys. We've got the what are we doing? Nothing. Okay. They've got it all squared away, whatever it was. Triggering in will be the Irish. It comes in from Westengard. Allie Jones cut down the left side, took the entry pass, and as she was trying to get a shot elevated, she was fouled and will go to the line to shoot a pair. Foul on EMF goes on Aniston Mines, her first second foul of the quarter. Free throw for Jones on the way up, no good. Last weekend against Johnson Brock, she hit 12 out of 16 free throws in that game. Second one coming for the Irish junior. It's up, it's in and out, no good. The rebound is picked off by Mites. Well, that's 14, not 24. Brindley Johnson with the rebound, excuse me. Up the floor and all the way down the lane, off the glass, up and good. For Avery Tuttle, and now it is 13-5, and the lead is 8 for EMF. Now, at the free throw line, it's Witt off. It goes three ball, right side up, and down Ryan Westengard with the triple, and it's now 13-8, the Irish trailing. EMF with the basketball, go inside, they threw it too tall. It's off the hands of Jones and or Sando for the Irish. Witt comes out of the game, replaced in there by Bailey Limeron for the Irish. 16 seconds to go in the first quarter. All right, triggering in. They'll lob it into the free throw circle, making the catch is Brindley Johnson. Goes for the lob inside, too tall. Batted around, controlled by Reese Tuttle. 7 on the clock. Shot clock is off, obviously. Take it down to the right corner. Skip it across, and before the buzzer, it's blocked. A piece of that shot was Avery Sando on the shot put up there by Avery Tuttle. But after one, it is Dexter Milligan Friend, 13, Fall City Sacred Heart, 8. We're back in 1 minute on KTNC.
As a healthcare center, we treat all kinds of illness. But the first step in good health is prevention of disease. Nutrition, diet, and exercise play an important role, but sometimes they're not enough. Watch your body's warning signs. If you notice a change in your health, call us. We have the expertise to address any issue before it becomes a concern.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people. Exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance agents can help protect your future dreams, like turning your home into an oasis. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent at B. Harson Agency in Fall City and Auburn today.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
13-8, Extra Milligan Friend Bobcats leading Sacred Heart here after one at Johnson Brock High School this afternoon in the Pioneer Conference Tournament. Semi-final round next. The winner moves on to play for the championship on Saturday. Driving, shooting, EMF. shot up, no good by Avery Tuttle. Another offensive rebound. Driving into the paint, shooting and fouled will be Aniston Mainz. First foul of the game called against Sacred Heart here. That one is on Hallie Jones of the Irish. And again, as I said, first foul of the ball game called on Sacred Heart. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. That's the first free throw attempt, obviously, by EMF. And it's good. All right, second coming. It's up. It's good again. And now we've got a 15-8 lead for EMF. From the left side, wing up, three ball, no. We've got a wrestling match for the rebound. Avery Santo got tied up, got her hand around the back of the neck there with Kendall Phillippe. Phillippe ends up on the floor, no call. The ball brought in from the baseline for the Irish. It's Santo to Witt, out top, back to Santo. Loads up quick, fires, three ball, good. Avery Santo with her second triple of the afternoon, cuts it to a four-point lead. 15-11, EMF with the lead. Off on the right side now. Moving down the right side, baseline shot up, and a whistle and a foul, and I think Hallie Jones got whistled again. She don't want to hog up all the team fouls. Hallie, that's her second. Those are the only two fouls called on the Irish. Didn't have any the first quarter. And at the line, free throw up, and the free throw is good for Tori Bresson. She'll get another. She's got 4 points now. 16-11. Jones will sit down, replaced in the lineup for the Irish by Kemper Sipple. Once again, ready. Pressing up, off the back, no good. Rebound comes out long and picked up by the freshman, Bailey Lemeron. Down the right side to Santo, back to Lemeron, out of the point now. To Witt off the left side wing. She takes the pass out on the sideline. Zoned up to ZMF. Say Hart out. It goes Lemeron, three ball up. Swish from the right side of the circle. Lemeron with her first three of the ball game, and we've got a two-point ball game. 16-14. Say Hart down by two. Driving the lane, off the glass. High, no. Shot put up by Avery Tuttle. Rebound, tie-up, and already possession belongs to the Irish. All our games on the World Wide Web, go to our website, NSC Radio, NSC Radio Network. Three ball, left and no, faking it. Good job there, got me. Lemeron with it, out now to rescue back to Wood, who made a move and ran into Sipple. Out to Santa, right side, elbow, three ball, good again. She's got nine, and the Irish lead the game 17-16 as they reclaim the lead here. Here's a three-pointer the other end. Preston answers. She's got seven, and the lead goes to 19-17 for EMF. With it, free throw line jumper on the rim, won't go. Rebound brought down and handed off by the Bobcats. Pushing it up the floor now, driving it in. Will be Tuttle. She'll pass to Bresson on the left wing. Back out she goes with the pass. Get the ball there to Tuttle over the right side of the hands of Kendall Phillippe. On the left side, holding it, now driving it, passing the ball off. And now a three ball, long one up the left side, way up by the sideline. Avery Tuttle. And now it is 22-17. The lead is 5. And Witt fell down, lost the ball, picked up by the Bobcats. They will give it to Phillippe. Back across court into the hands of the 6-foot junior, Mainz. Mainz works the dribble out top. Comes to a double team. Santa reached in, knocked it loose, picked up by Reschke, and she'll be fouled as she starts her head way down the floor. And the foul will go on Avery Tuttle, her second foul. First foul of the quarter on EMF Bobcats. 5:10 to play here in the first. Triggering in will be Mers. Or Witt, Daisy Witt, excuse me. Don't look up at the stands and see people. Start talking about who I'm looking at over there. All right, bring it in now. Witt will give it up to Lemeron. Now back to Daisy. She drives right into the circle, back and out. Now left side goes to and a floater good for about 14 feet on the left side of the lane. Avery Sando in double figures with 11, and it's now 22-19, EMF with the lead. Through traffic, losing the ball, picked off by Witt, and then she's going to be fouled. Another EMF turnover. They've been unlucky on the turnover. Then they try to get the ball back, commit the foul. That foul on Aniston Mines. She has two, and Tuttle have two for the Bobcats. So here comes Lemeron, the freshman, moving to the point now. Witt moving over on the left side wing. Hand the ball off Reschke. Now out to Witt. Back to the point. Top of the key. Going to back up for three. Nothing but net. Daisy Witt with her first three of the ball game, and we have a tie ball game at 22 all at the 4:20 mark of the first half. Down to the right side now. We go the other way. Passing around the corner, out top of the perimeter, pressing with it. Goes left side against the Irish zone. Backs down to the free throw circle. Pass it around, take it out top. Tuttle down the lane. Oh, and she got hammered. Elise Reschke gets her money's worth on that foul. Her first of the ball game. Third foul of the quarter on Stegman Hart. So we come back now to the free throw line for EMF. And we'll set at the free throw line. It's on the way up, and it is good. I believe that is Tuttle at the free throw line. Randy Catula's on his way to Freeman. He'll get a ponytail from Randy. I know you know what I mean. Second one up. Second one no good. That was Tuttle. So she hits one out of two, and it's 23-22 EMF. The Irish on the offensive end looking for the lead. A 3:50 to go in the second quarter. Lemmer on three ball, up and down from the left side. The threes are flying here at Johnson-Brock. Lemmeron's got her second triple, and the Irish lead it again now, 25-23. To the front court we go, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. The Irish have made seven threes already. Well, we got 3:25 to go in the first half. Now Tuttle. Right side baseline, skips it all the way across and back out and off. Bresson for three, in the cylinder and out. High up on the rebound, stays in the Bobcat end this time. So they will trigger from the baseline. Left side of the floor, bringing it in will be Kendall Phillippe. Phillippe getting ready, brings the ball into Bresson, swinging around to the top now to Mainz, and around to Tuttle. Tuttle back to Phillippe. One on the shot clock is off. It didn't hit anything. So a shot clock violation will give the ball to the Irish. The turnover number six in the contest by PMS. Here come the Irish to the front. Witt brings it up the floor. Gives it off now to Lemeron. Lemeron trying to get a screen there from Reschke. The defender got around her. She's got a six-footer guarding a 5-4 freshman there. Now Witt will bring it up. Stop. Right side. Reschke for three on the rim. No go. Rebound kept alive there by Sipple, but it's controlled by Bresson. Corey Bresson now up the right side. Tuttle with the basketball. Skips it over the left side into the hands of Bresson. And it's taken away by the Irish. The steal and on the way up the floor. Lemeron. Had it knocked away, got it back. Now left side, Sando from the wing on the rim. Beckiner, no rebound. Comes off the opposite side. Phillippe, she'll bring it up the floor herself to the left side with the pass. Now to Bresson. Bresson down in the left corner with the basketball. Passes off, gets it right back. Now high post, gives the ball to Mainz. Down low, Tuttle drives, shoots. No, a whistle and a foul. We'll put her back at the free throw line here. The Irish foul will go on Kemper Sipple. Her first team foul, number four, in this second quarter. So Tuttle to the line, one for two in the ball game. We have a 25-23 Irish lead with 2 minutes to go in the first half. Free throw no good. She'll get another. Lemeron will check out of the ball game, checking in for Sagan, Ryan Westengard, 5'7", sophomore. Free throw up and got it. A line drive shot, but in it goes. 25-24. Sagan Hart by a single point. With a minute 58. Countdown here in quarter number two. Left side Reschke drilling up off the right side. Witt down to Sano on the right side. He'll dribble it out of there. Throws it across and now in the left corner for Westengard. Back to Witt. caught it, wanted to shoot her. The defense got there in a hurry. Back out Westengard. Three ball, left side elbow. She's two for two. She's got six in the game, and the Irish open up a four-point lead, 28-24. Now a ball knocked loose, a ball stolen. Westengard chasing it down. She goes head over heels. The defender went with her. The defender is down. The Irish have the ball. Out to Witt for three. No good. Westengard, no. Sando with the rebound. Sando gets it out of there. She got pushed. Getting a little chippy. All right, we've got what? We've got a foul called on EMF for an elbow in the back on the defense away from the ball. That foul will go on Reese and Tuttle, her first. Team foul number three of the quarter. All right, 1:05 to play in the half. The Irish up by four. And now Witt, long two ball on the rim. Two hops won't go. Rebound comes down to EMF. And it was McKenna Burge, who just checked in, a 5'7 sophomore. She got the rebound, but when she came down, her toe was on the end line, out of bounds. Ball comes in, Sando left side, elbow, three, it's up and down. She got 14, the lead all scorers in the game, and the Irish are up by seven, their biggest lead of the game. 45 seconds ago, they were down by as many as eight, I believe it was, or four, anyway, I'll check it in a minute. We go the other way, bounce pass down, and a shot up and good by Brinley Johnson. It's 31-26, Sacred Heart. Shot clock is off. The Irish can walk it up here, taking their time. Play for a final shot here. Luciana says, pull it out. Witt in the midcourt circle. Off it goes. Westengard back to Witt. Nobody guarding her. The defense starting to step out. Witt still up. The defense gave up. Nine on the clock. She'll move to the right side. That's her favorite way to go. Westengard off to Sando for three. On the rim. Won't go. Rebound up by Witt at the buzzer. Short, no good. After one half a play in the Pioneer Conference semifinal, it's Fall City Sacred Heart Girls 31, the EMF Bobcats 26. We'll take a 2-minute timeout and be back on KTNC.
Hey everybody, Bart here at Farm and City Supply in Fall City. Tired of winter? Yeah, me too, but guess what? It ain't going anywhere yet. Come on in and check out our Sunfire heaters, Carhartt clothes, dry shod boots, Milwaukee power tools. If you need to cut a little wood, we got a great selection of steel chainsaws. But if you're thinking spring, hey, we can cover you there too. Rec-Tec grills, got a great line of sprayers, sprayer supplies, hoses, banjo fittings, pumps, you name it. We're ready for you.
At your friendly Farm and City Supply.
Experience local banking with people you know and trust. For nearly 120 years, Citizens State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha has been your true and local hometown bank. Strong, steady, and local. Visit csbkansas.com today. Member FDIC.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
At Fast Global Solutions, we believe in excellence on the field and in our work. That's why we're proud to support area school athletics. With decades of experience, Fast is a trusted leader in designing and building airline, cargo, and material handling equipment used worldwide. Launch your career at Fast. Strong values, small town spirit, global impact. That's Fast Global Solutions. Learn more at workatfast.com.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jay Gortasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, Edson LPNC Group, direct written premium.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Back here at the Eagles Nest in Johnson, we have a 31-26 halftime score. Fall City Cigarette Girls leading the Exeter Milligan Friend Bobcats here at halftime. Our halftime recap is presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home, but they're far from debt. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. Well, the big story in the first half, well, EMF had the lead. They led by as many as 7 points, 15-8. Since that time, the Irish have outscored them 23-11 and now own a 5-point advantage. They were up by as many as 7 late in the second quarter. Big story for the Irish, they have made 9 three-pointers here in the first half compared to just 2 for EMF. Free throws, the Irish 0-for-2 at the line, while the Bobcats are 5 out of 7. Individual scoring in the first half goes like this for the Bobcats. They've got 7 for Corey Brusson, 5 in the ball game for Avery Tuttle. It's 4 each for Brindley Johnson and Kendall Phillippe. We've got 4 for Reese Tuttle and 2 for Aniston Mines on a couple of free throws there. As we said, 5 out of 7 at the line in the first half. For the Irish, we have 14 for Avery Santos. She's made 4 triples here in the ballgame this afternoon already. Ryan Westinger has come off the bench. She had a couple of threes. She's got 6 points. Daisy Witt with 3. Bailey Lemeron, a couple of triples, has 6. And it's 2 points for Hallie Jones for the Irish in the first half. Fouls, the Irish. Hallie Jones, 2. Nobody else with more than 1. For EMF, 2 each on Aniston Mites and Avery Tuttle. And they have nobody else with more than 1 foul in the first half. Our halftime recap presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home. They're far from debt. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. Coming up here the rest of the day and the evening on KTNC, more Pioneer Conference basketball. We will have coming up at 6 o'clock tonight, the Johnson Brock girls taking on Lord Central Catholic in the other girls' semifinal tonight. The boys' semifinal, we will take the second game off. EMF plays at Del Rodel at 4:30 here at Johnson. And then the nightcap at 7:30, the Fall City Sacred Heart taking on Johnson Brock in the other boys' semifinal. That's all coming your way tonight here on KTNC and over on Sister Station Sunny 101.3. Auburn Mead at 6 o'clock at Freeman, and that's followed by Freeman and Johnson County Central at 7:30. Randy Catula brings you that action on Sister Station Sunny 101.3. We'll take a break, check the weather here for our sponsors, and be back with the second half action on KTNC.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Tired of the same old spot? Then you got to get down to Sideline Sports Bar and Grill. We're your home for all the big games with plenty of TVs to catch every play from college to pro. But it's not just about the score. It's about the growth. We've got killer burgers, crispy wings, loaded nachos, and those specials that make your taste buds sing. Cold drinks, hot food, great company. That's the Sideline's promise. Whether you're meeting friends after work, catching the game, or just looking for a friendly face and a great meal, Sideline is the place to be. Find us in Sebatha, Kansas. Sideline Sports Bar and Grill. Your team, your food, your town.
Our employees at F&M Bank love to demonstrate random acts of kindness. In 2025, employees showed their community spirit with a total of $1,750 presented to 3 different groups. The Senko Food Pantry, the Richardson County Stuff the Cruiser promotion, and a donation to assist with the purchase of AED defibrillators to be placed in various local parks. Our commitment to the community is unwavering. F&M Bank, local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Did you know that the first week of February is National Burn Awareness Week? This is the time to focus on preventing burn injuries at home, at work, and in our communities. Nemaha County Hospital reminds everyone that many burns are preventable with simple precautions. Keeping hot liquids out of reach of children, checking water heater temperatures, and practicing kitchen and fire safety. Taking a few extra safety steps can help prevent serious injuries. Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
This is your Classic Hit Station, KTNC Falls City. I'm weatherology meteorologist Regina Cole. Clear skies expected for this evening as temperatures fall back to around 35. We'll see northwest winds gusting at times near 25 miles per hour. Northwest winds gust up to around 30 miles per hour for the day on Friday. Mostly sunny and cooler with a high around 48. A few clouds rolling through to Friday night. As temperatures dip back to around 21, we'll see lighter winds from the northeast up to around 10 miles per hour. Southeast winds become breezy again for the day on Saturday, with gusts up to around 20 miles per hour, mostly sunny skies, and high in the mid-40s. We bottom out around 32 as we look ahead towards Saturday night with some passing clouds. Lots of sunshine and warming back up on Sunday with a high around 57. 33 our forecast low heading towards Sunday night and mostly clear. A very mild day on Monday, a high around 67 with lots of sunshine. Monday night will bring mostly clear skies as temperatures bottom out around 42. Isolated rain showers come in by Tuesday afternoon, partly sunny with a high around 60 and breezy. That's your weatherology forecast on KTNC. Right now, it's 61 degrees.
If your car breaks down and you're in a hurry, Smith Auto can get you fixed up immediately with the auto parts you need. Smith Auto in Pawnee City has the auto parts you need right now to keep your vehicle running. If your budget's tight and you have time on your hands, then get the tools you need at Smith Auto's self-serve auto parts right next door. Let Smith Auto in Pawnee City keep your car running smooth. Stop by Smith Auto or Smith Auto Self-Serve and save money today.
Did you know that martial arts could be a family activity? Find out how during Free Trial Week at Held Martial Arts in Fall City. All classes are free on February 2nd to the 7th. Taekwondo for kids of all ages, kickboxing workouts, and Krav Maga adult self-defense classes. Anyone can do it. Also coming is our Shadow Movie Kids Camp starting February 9th. This is an awesome course for your 4 to 6-year-old. Find out more at HeldMartialArts.com or give us a call 402-380-3383.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way. From oil changes to complete engine rebuilds, your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Back here at Johnson, 31-26, Sagan Hart with the lead in the girls' semifinal. About ready to get things going here with the second half. Thinking we're done here. Irish basketball. Okay. Here we go. Underway, the Irish have the ball. They'll go right to left toward the south bucket here in the second half tonight. Dave. Out top. Lemeron with it. Against that zone defense over to Sando on the left side. Back out top between the circles. Lemeron will give it to Witt. 20 on the shot clock. Witt directs traffic. Reschke steps out. Now they go left side Sando. Inside to Jones. Hallie Jones kicks it back out. Right corner wide open. Lemeron and the defense got there and blocked. Wow, what a recovery by Tori Bresson. At 6 foot, she got out there in a hurry, got elevated, and knocked the shot away before it could head to the rim that time. Good job there by Bresson. To the other end we go now. The Bobcats with the basketball on the right elbow. Holding the ball there, Kendall Phillippe. Phillippe looks and down, had it knocked away, recovered it to Bresson. Gives the ball up now to Tuttle. Tuttle moving in, cross court, three ball up on the right side. Good. Corey Bresson has 10. That is the third three-pointer for EMF. 31-29, Irish lead. Just underway, second half here. Take the ball into Hallie Jones, playing with two fouls over to Lemeron. Couldn't get the shot away quick enough, and a reach-in foul going to be called here on Tuttle. I believe she is sitting down. That's going to be the second foul on Reese Tuttle. First foul of the second half of the third quarter. Checking into the game again is Brindley Johnson. 4 points in the first half. The Irish inbound it, and the shot blocked by Bresson. Her second consecutive blocked shot. She rejected the shot by Witt. and then Witt reaching in, trying to get the ball back, committed her first foul of the ball game. First foul of the third quarter on Sacred Heart. Here come the Bobcats looking for the tie or the lead here. Inside they go to Bresson off the glass. Short, no good. Rebound, Hallie Jones. Jones will get it out of there, and now Witt on the run the other way for the Irish. Slows up as she crosses the timeline. Gives it to Reschke, back over to Witt. Right side pass rejected, taken away by Kendall Phillippe. So a couple of turnovers by the Irish, and here come the Bobcats again. Spin into the lane, kick it out left side. Phillippe for three in the lead. No. Rebound, tie up, will stay on the Bobcat end here. So now 6:03 to go in the period. Now let's see what else we got going here. Bring it in, swing it around, and a long, high arcing three, short, no good. Rebound is brought down, stepping in, scooping it up, no. And then another offensive rebound. The ball finally put in the hole by Brinley Johnson after the previous miss by Aniston Knights. And now the lead goes back to the Bobcat. Or no, we're tied at 31-all, I'm sorry. That was a two-pointer. Most everything's been a three-pointer in this ballgame. So we're tied at 31 at the 5:45 mark of the third. Now we've got a foul called on Tori Bresson, her first, second team foul for EMF. The Irish to inbound now from the baseline. Bring it in. Sando to Witt. Back out top. Now to Sando on the wing. Over to Lemeron. Three ball elbow. Short, no good. Rebound is grabbed up. And on the move comes Avery Tuttle. Avery Tuttle on the right side. Stop. Sando reaches in. Knocked it loose. Pushes it away. Held ball will go to Sacred Heart this time. The EMF fans are getting a little perturbed, thinking they're not getting the calls here in this ball game. So here we come back now. Ball in the hands, inside Jones, right side block up, too strong. Tie up on the rebound. This time it'll go back to EMF. All right, here we come back. EMF basketball. Up the floor to Tuttle. We'll give the ball down underneath. Give the ball in that corner to Brinley Johnson. And reaching in, getting the tie-up is Hallie Jones. So Jones causes the tie-up. Already in possession will go to Sacred Heart. So here come the Irish with the basketball to the front. Now Reschke inside to Jones, kicks it out. Lemeron takes the shot, throws across court. Went down to Sandler in the right corner for three. Got it again. 17. She's hot as a firecracker in this one. 34-31. Sacred Heart by three. Now we come the other way. Skip it across. Knocked away by Sando, but it goes to Johnson. Out top, Russin for three. It's up. It's good. She's got her third triple of the ball game, and we're tied at 34-34. To the front, Reschke off the right side. Witt dribbles up. Right side, Sando. The defense jumps out on her in a hurry. Keep carrying, and they're going to come out and guard you, you'd think. Witt, two-pointer, long one on the net. Good. Daisy Witt with her second hoop, and the Irish are up 36-34. Good ball game. Back and forth we go. Timeout called by EMF. We'll take a timeout with them. It is a two-point Irish lead back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
All right, we're back here at Johnson. And here come players. Let's Moore with the ball. EMF has it. Free throw circle. Give the ball away there to Tori Preston. She'll go back out top with it. Now they dribble. So cross court, back up Preston, left side of the circle, short, no good. Rebound, trying to get it with a wish, fell down, and the ball goes back to EMF. So we'll move the ball to the right, a floater down the lane for Preston. No, and the rebound is ran down by Hallie Jones. All right, here we go the other way. Sando for two, up, no good off the rim. Right side of the lane for about 12 feet that time, no good. Here comes EMF looking for a tie or the lead of the 3 minute mark of the third quarter. Off the left side, now in the hands of Phillippe. She drives and a push foul. Yep, Hallie Jones gets called for her third foul. Second foul of the quarter on Sacred Heart. She will sit down. Also sitting down for the Irish is Bailey Lemeron. Check who's in. Ryan Weston guarding the game. The inbound comes in from the baseline. Moving with the ball is Tuttle. Lost her dribble. Now, boy, she's been in the paint. She finally got rid of it to Preston. She's going to fire from 15. Short, no good. Rebound comes down into the hands of, I believe that's Sipple, and she couldn't hang on to it. And as it goes to the floor, a tie-up and an alternating possession. Possession two, EMF. To the front we go from the baseline for the Bobcats. A bounce pass into Preston on the right side block. Spins again, and a little turnaround up and good. Preston now with 15 in the ball game, and we're tied 36 all with 2:28 to go in this third quarter. Witt, three ball, right side of the circle, good. She now has 8, and the Irish reclaim the lead, 39-36. Back and forth we go here. Up the floor, 39-36, Sagan Hart, right side. Preston has it, moving down, kicks it out to the right side, beyond the three-point line, out to the top for three, it's up, it's down for Avery Tuttle, and she's got 8 in the game. The three ball are flying here at Johnson today. The Irish to the front court of a 39-all tie. Take the ball, with right side, drives down. Out it goes, Weston guard. She's made a couple of threes in the ball game, and she is ball knocked loose, and it ends up in the hands somehow of Elise Reschke. Don't ask me how. By all rights, EMF should have had that ball. With a long three, missed everything but the net, and it goes out of bounds. And it'll be EMF basketball with a 1:25 to go in the third. Out goes Kendall Phillippe. Back in comes Aniston Mites with 2 points on free throw so far today for Extra Milligan Friend. 30 seconds on the shot clock. We have a minute and 15 to go in the third quarter. Right side gives the ball off there for Avery Tuttle. She'll skip it to the left side to Aniston Mites. She'll take it inside, and we got a foul on the Irish. That's going to be Avery Sando. Got her arm in there as the catch was made. Avery called for her first foul, team foul number 3 of this quarter on Sacred Heart. So triggering from the baseline will be Mike. She looks. She comes into the paint. Catch is made. Throw it up high off the glass. And two more for Avery Tuttle. She's in double figures with 10. And the lead now goes back to EMF 41-39. Over 10 at the 59-second mark of this third quarter. So the Irish back. Reschke wanted to make a pass. The defense jumped out, and she couldn't stop, and she drags her pivot foot. Turned it over to EMF. 45 seconds left in the quarter. So here comes the Bobcats. Through the circle of midcourt. Sagan Hart manned up defensively here. And we've got an offensive foul on the Bobcats. That's a second on Reese Tuttle. Her second offensive foul, team foul number 3. Her third foul of the ball game. Now we got 35.9 on the game clock and 35 seconds on the shot clock. Sagan Hart with the ball. Reschke checks out of the game. Leonard on Westengard. In there also is Sipple. Witt and Sando for the Irish. The Irish are holding for one. Down by two. Standing in the midcourt circle, dribbling the basketball, Daisy Witt, senior. She'll start to move to her right with about 10 seconds ago. She's smiling, overlooking the referee. She's going left this time. That's unusual. She usually goes right. Sando back to Witt. Three ball, left wing, short, no good. Rebound to EMF. They will fire it and made it from inside half court, but it was well after the buzzer. It will not count. Making it was Aniston Mines, but it was well after the horn sounded. After three, it's EMF 41, Sacred Heart 39. Back in 1 minute on KPNC.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual look forward to protecting all you have because we believe you should have it all. Coverage you can rely on and extraordinary service from our knowledgeable insurance teams. You can trust us to make you our priority and you can trust in tomorrow. Contact Auburn Insurance Service, your Grinnell Mutual agent at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
El Camino Electric in Falls City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Falls City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Falls City, your electrical problem solver.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We are in the fourth quarter here. As soon as we get the ball back in action, bringing tonight's action will be Evan M. Bank and Ball City, our presenting sponsor for this contest. Irish basketball down by two, 41-39. We've had five lead changes, one, two, three, four, five, six ties so far in this ball game. The Irish have it. Front court, Witt from Lebanon. Witt backs up. EMF playing zone defense. They extend a little bit. Reschke over to Witt on the right side, looking down in the corner for Lebanon. They're moving out on the Irish shooters in a hurry. Jones, double team, gets it out of there to Sando. Cross court, Witt takes the pass into the free throw area. Now over to Sando. That quick release. Three, got it again. She's got 20 in the ball game, and the Irish lead it 42-41 now in the fourth quarter. Sacred Heart with 12 three-pointers in this ball game, 36 of their 42 from the line. They haven't made, they're only 0 for 2 of the free throw line. Underneath, the ball goes, and the shot off the glass is no good that time by Bresson. No, it's not Bresson. That was Tuttle. Contact with Jones, but no call. Inside to Jones on the right block. Spins. It's up. It's down off the glass. Allie Jones with her first bucket since the first quarter. 44-41. The Irish up by three at the 6:40 mark. Timeout called by EMF. They down trail by three with 6:39 to go in the fourth. And we're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
In the world of firearms, you need more than just a purchase. You need precision, reliability, and trust. That's where Paladin Firearms and Gunsmithing comes in. We're your local experts for sales, diagnostics, intricate repairs, custom builds, and meticulous restorations. At Paladin, we ensure every firearm meets the highest standards of safety and performance. Whether you're an experienced owner or just starting your journey, we're committed to safe, responsible ownership. Discover the difference true craftsmanship makes. Visit Paladin Firearms and Gunsmithing at 1801 Stone Street in Falls City. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Back here at Johnson for the first of our three games today on KTNC. We'll take the next game off between EMF Boys as they will be in action coming up here next in this semifinal round day at Johnson. EMF will be taking on Diller Odell in that second game day. Then we'll be back with the next girls game tonight. The other girls game will find Johnson Brock girls as they take on Lord Central Catholic. Then we'll have the nightcap between Sacred Heart boys and Johnson Brock in the final semifinal of this tournament. All right, we are ready to go. 44-41, the Irish lead. EMF ball, Avery Tuttle to the front court with the dribble. Off the right side, gets the ball there to Reese Tuttle. Into the middle, off the glass, up, and 2 points. Bucket for Avery Tuttle. She's got a dozen, and it's 44-43, 6:21 to go. Reschke wide open, now over to Witt. Back to Reschke. Inside Jones, cross court, right side, and now back from Santa to Witt. Still 20 on the shot clock, plenty of time. Witt thinking about it, her pass down to Santa. Deflected out of bounds. Good quick defensive hand by Kendall Phillippe. Santa runs across the floor down to the near left side as we look at it here from the east side of the gym. All right, Witt inbounds, gets it right back. Now Lemeron in the corner. Reschke, she's not the three-point shooter. She did try one earlier. And now Lemeron will fire. It's on the rim. It won't go. And a foul on Elise Reschke. Coming in, trying to get that rebound, and that will be her second foul, the first team of the fourth quarter against either team. All right, here we go. EMF down one, 5:45 to go. Right side, taking about a 3-0. Tuttle drives in, cut off on the baseline. Back out top to Avery Tuttle. She'll fire a long one, knowing the rebound on the deck, picked up there by Avery Santa. She drives up. She's out to Witt. Elbow three, right side, too strong. Jones the rebound. The putback is up. It's down and a foul. She caught the one. Watching her warm up at halftime, and she kept shooting from that same place right there where she made that one. So it paid off. Foul will go against Avery Tuttle, her third, team foul number one of the quarter. And the Irish are up now by three, 46-43. Jones free throw up, good, swishes that one. That's the first made free throw of the ball game for the Irish, and they lead by four, 47-43. The Irish now 1-for-3 at the line tonight, and at the other end, another three-point opportunity, this time driving in. Two-pointer for Reese Tuttle. She's got 6 points in the ball game. The foul on Hallie Jones, and that's a bad one. That's her fourth. Second foul of the quarter on the Irish. So Hallie Jones will sit down with 5:25 to go. 47-45. Free throw up. Free throw good. It's 47-46. The Irish by one. All right, to the front. Now the Irish. Right side. It's going to be Witt. Backs out. Comes over to Reschke. Reschke into the game is the Irish. Kemper Sipple and plays to Jones. And now a skip pass over the left side to Lemeron. Back out top with the ball. Now working to Reschke. Back to Lemeron. Three ball left side. Got it. Bailey Lemeron with her third triple of the ball game. And the Irish are up by 4:50-46. To the front we go, and a drive and a throw at the basket off the mark. No good by Avery Tuttle. Scramble for the rebound on the deck. Reschke and Avery Tuttle. Held ball stays on the Bobcat end this time. 4:39 left in this contest. Inbounding. Bounce pass in the middle and a shot up. Anderson Mines, no. Coming out of there with it is Sip. A lot of contact on that shot. No whistle. Off the right side. They've not called a lot of fouls. Timeout call by the Irish. Luke Santa wants to take it and talk it over. The Irish pull their first timeout of the ball game. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to Minor Conference Semifinals on KTNC and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The answer is yes. SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
It will be Irish basketball in front of their own bench. Avery Santo will inbound the ball for Sacred Heart. He's got 20 points in the ball game, six threes and a deuce. Give her the ball down to the right side baseline. She's double-teamed, dribbles it out of there. Now cross-court, Lemeron couldn't get it away for three. Cross-court, Witten out of Santos. She's got a quick release. It's on the way short, no good. And the ball finds its way back to the Irish senior. New shot clock for Sacred Heart. Luke Santos says pull it out. We're at 4:05 to go. The Irish are up by four. Cross-court, Reschke. And the Irish play against the zone defense. A 2-3. Want to make the Irish shoot them out of the zone? Well, you'd have thought by now maybe they have, since they've already made 13 triples a game. Santa thought about it, didn't take it. Now to Witt. 10 on the shot clock. Reschke to Witt. Long three, right side on the rim. No. Rebound to the Buckcats. And on the run the other way goes Reese Tuttle. Santa tried to catch up with her. EMF fans wanted a foul. They got it eventually. Santo called for her second foul, third team foul of the period. 3:30 left in the fourth quarter. Lob it in, making the catch and shooting it, miss it. Anderson Mites. Rebound comes down to Daisy Witt. A little one person press here by Avery Tuttle. Tuttle reaches out, puts her hands on the hip of Witt. No whistle there. And now up the front court it goes to Lemeron. Bounce pass, high post to Reschke. Back to Witt. Dribbles in, now backs out. Saddle on the left side of the floor. In the middle, Witt. Playing out on the point of that zone is Ashton Maya. She's a six-footer. Saddle will fire from the top. Three ball won't go, and the rebound is brought down. And on the run the other way, Avery Tuttle throws it underneath. No shot available, and kick it out of there to Bresson. She hasn't been heard from. She shoots a three, misses it. Rebound brought down by Sipple, and should go to the backcourt. Witt throws it forecourt to Santo. And now Luke Santo wants a timeout. His team up by four with 2:37 to go. And we're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
When your ride needs a little TLC, head to Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop car shop in Auburn, Nebraska. From tires and brakes to alignments and full repairs, our AFC-certified mechanics have you covered with expert care and hometown service. Whether it's an oil change or something more, call Mike today at 402-274-4947 to schedule your appointment. Or swing by 2314 J Street and we'll get you back on the road in no time. Auburn Auto Center, 402-274-4947.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
All right, we come down to the final 2:37 of this fourth quarter here with the Irish leading Johnson Brock. We're at Johnson Brock, or Johnson Brock School. The Irish leading EMF 50-46 here with 2:37 to go. Both teams huddle up with their coaches here. Full timeout here called by the Irish. Each team with three timeouts left in this contest. By my count. Didn't the buzzer sound twice? Come on. Come on, coaches. Let them go. Let's play ball. All right. Here we go. Irish ball. Front court. 27 seconds on the shot clock. Lemeron will inbound. Starting five in the ballgame for the Irish. Jones playing four fouls back in there for Sacred Heart. Lemeron with it. Out beyond the three-point line. Over to Witt. Down in the corner. Santa, they bring two defenders at her in a hurry. Witt, bounce pass into Jones. Drop the pass. Back out to Witt. Santa, open. Three ball up. And on the rim won't go. Hurried it a little bit. Rebound Reschke. New shot clock, but she turned the ball over trying to keep it in bounds. She was right on the baseline, tried to pull it back in. The old carry call is what happened. Turned it over, and it will be EMF ball down by four. To the front court come the Bobcats in the hands of Reese Tuttle. She passes off, gets it right back. She drives the baseline, and Jones just fouled out. She had her cut off, and then she kept moving, and that will be Hallie Jones fouling out of this ballgame. That's her fifth foul. So Hallie Jones has 7 points, five of them here in the fourth quarter, but fouls out with a minute 57 to go. That's a big one for the Irish. Out on the left side, the ball goes. And now to the top. With the ball, Avery Tuttle. Wanted to shoot it, couldn't. Right side, gives the ball up there to Reese Tuttle. Reese to Avery. They play catch. Now skipping over the far left side for Kendall Phillippe. She drives and a foul on Sacred Heart. And that's going to be bonus time. It's going to be the 15 foul. The foul will go on Sacred Heart's Daisy Witt. Her second, team foul number 5. Now, here's an interesting factoid for the moment. EML, we got a minute 40 to go. They're down by 4. They've only committed one team foul this quarter. Free throw is up, and the free throw is good for Phillippe. So if they get a position they have to foul, they've got some making up to do here. 50-47 and 50-48, and he nails them both. Two free throws for Kendall Phillippe. They have made 7-8 free throws of the game, and we've got a timeout on the floor called by EMF. We'll take a 30-second break. Be back in this two-point semifinal on KTNC.
Your trusted local insurance experts are growing. While you've known us at Southeast Nebraska Insurance, we're excited to announce our new name, Riverstone Insurance Group. Same great team, same commitment to our Southeast Nebraska neighbors. Now with offices in Fall City, Rockport, and Mound City to serve you even better. From home and auto to farm and business, we're still here to protect what matters most. We're Riverstone Insurance Group, your future secured.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
1:40 to go. It's Sacred Heart basketball. Looks like the Bobcats are going to bring the pressure full court here. Into the game for the Irish is Kemper Stipple in place of Hallie Jones, who just fouled out with a minute 57 to go. So the ball comes in backcourt to Daisy Witt. It's three defenders in the backcourt. Witt throws it forward. Reschke will give the ball now to Lemeron, the freshman. Back to Witt. Back to Reschke. Now nearly walked with it. Gets rid of it. Down to Sando from 16. Shot partially blocked. And now we've got a foul on the rebound. EMF came down with the rebound. The rebound made by Reese Tuttle. And as she came down with the rebound, she got a push. That foul on Kemper Sipple, and we're going to walk to the other end now and shoot two more free throws. They are 3 for 3, are the Bobcats, in this fourth quarter. 8 of 10, now 8 of 11 of the game, as that one is missed. 1:21 left in the fourth quarter here. Second free throw coming up for Tuttle, a sophomore. Up, rattles, won't go. Reschke the rebound. One dribble out of there and gets the ball away to Lenron. Oh, to Witt. Passed it backward, nearly taken away. Witt cross to Reschke, and Luke Sando runs all the way down to midcourt, calls timeout. He thought his girl might be going to get trouble and over and back, but they saved it. Timeout, Sacred Heart. They lead by a deuce. 1:11 to go, and we're back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Did you know early detection can make all the difference in fighting lung cancer? A study by the National Cancer Institute reveals CT scans can reduce lung cancer deaths by 20% in patients aged 55 to 74. This life-saving technology can catch the disease in its earliest stages when treatment is most effective. If you're in this age group, it's time to consider a CT scan as part of your routine health care. Visit Johnson County Hospital's website to learn more about how early detection can save lives.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
1 minute, 11 seconds to go in the fourth quarter of the ball game. We've got a 50-48 advantage for Sacred Heart. The Irish have the basketball. Now, here's what we were talking about a few moments ago. EMF has committed just one foul this quarter. Put their team on the line, you have to have 5 1/4. So we shall see the strategy from Coach Josie Sabatka here. Irish ball triggering in will be Bailey Lemmer on the freshman. No pressure. Bringing into the backcourt. 26 seconds on the shot clock for the Irish. The Bobcats pick up man-to-man in midcourt. No, no, back into a zone. Okay. It's an aggressive zone. Off to Sando. 13-12. 10 on the shot clock. Whip. Double team. Gets it away. Lemeron. 6 on the shot. Down in the corner. Three ball. Sando. It won't go this time. And the rebound comes down to the Bobcats. Brought out of there by Phillippe. Pushing it up the floor with 39 seconds to go. Inside shot won't go for Mainz. Rebound, held ball, Sacred Heart. And we got a Bobcat girl ends up on the deck. I think she got tied up on that rebound, and she slipped off the ball and fell down, and the EMF fans wanted a foul. That's what I think happened. I won't swear to it. That's what I thought I saw out of the corner of my eye. Fourth timeout called by EMF. They trail by 2 with 33.7 to go. Back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
If you have considered estate planning and are wondering how trusts, wills, and powers of attorney would benefit you and your loved ones, call Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC to make an appointment with Mike Dunn or Tracy Burns to discuss and create the best plan for you. Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC provides quality legal services in estate planning, probate, real estate, and business planning. Contact the office at 402-245-4486. Halbert Dunn and Burns LLC in Fall City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
50-48, Sanghart with the lead. Our girls' first semifinal round game here today at Johnson-Brock High School in the minor conference tournament. It's Irish basketball on the held ball. Hallie Jones is fouled out. 33.7 left. EMF's going to have to foul a bunch in a hurry here. If the Irish get it in, now it's full court man-to-man pressure by the Bobcats. Triggered in, the freshman, Lemeron. They double-team, but getting away is Witt easily. And now she's in the backcourt, 30 seconds, keeps moving. Picked up her dribble, goes to Sando in the frontcourt, and a push foul. Good call, Coach Luke Sando, helping the referee there. Right in front of Coach Sando. So that foul will go on Meredith Paulson, who's in the ball. No, that's the wrong one. Wrong team. Scoreboard had number 20 up there. Now, here, well, that's pretty close to an intentional foul there. Witt gets knocked down in the backcourt by Avery Tuttle. That one was pretty aggressive. So now that's three team fouls. The clock is taken down to 23.8. Sando will inbound to the backcourt to Witt. She's trying to get away, and a foul called on Aniston Mainz, her third. That takes us down to 22 seconds. Sal with this next one. The Irish start shooting free throws. They are 1-for-3 on the day, all of them shot by Hallie Jones, all of them attempted. And the Irish have to call a timeout. They can't get it in. Coach Sando calls the timeout. It's a 30-second break. Let's keep it here this time. 22 seconds left gives me a little chance to tell you what's going on the rest of the evening here. This one, exciting basketball in this opener tonight, today, this afternoon, at Johnson-Brock. Kona in the other girls' semifinal, scheduled for 6 o'clock tonight. Nebraska Lord Central Catholic taking on Johnson-Brock. We'll have that for you here on the air on KTNC and, of course, on the NSC radio app. NSC radio app. If you don't have that, you should get it. And you can listen to any of these games anywhere in the world on all of our radio stations all of the time. The next game up today is a boys' semifinal round game. That'll find Dinnerodell taking on top seed Exeter Milligan Friend. And then later tonight at 7:30, we'll bring you Fall City Sacred Heart and Johnson-Brock boys' semifinal. Here we go. Inbound the ball ahead, up the floor. It's Witt. Nearly got away. We run about 3 seconds off the clock, and a foul on the Bobcats. Going to be called on 4. That is Phillippe, her second, and now it's free throw time for the Irish. At the line is Daisy Witt. First trip up and good on that one. She's got 9 in the game. That's the first point we've had in a while, 51-48. 19.4 seconds left here. Second one up, and short, no good. Rebound, Reschke takes it out top. Lemeron down the floor, gets fouled. Coach Sanders going, go back out to the top, go back to the top. But the freshman said, no, I think we need to go inside, and she got fouled. foul again on Phillippe, her third. 15.7 left. Freshman at the line, free throw, steps up, knocks it down. She's in double figures with 10. 52-48, 15.7 to go in this ballgame. Lemeron at the line here, 41.7, and she steps up and knocks them both down. 53-48, the Irish by 5. And now here come the Bobcats. They're going to score in a hurry here. Down to 10 seconds, spinning in, shooting, it's up, it's good. Two-pointer by Tori Bress, and she's got 17. They have no timeouts left. They have taken all of their timeouts, apparently. I didn't have that one wrote down, but that will be a foul with 3.4 seconds to go. Daisy Whip back in line, and Reese Tuttle will step in line. Her fourth foul, and now it is Whip at the free throw. Daisy steps up and knocks it down again. She's now got 10 points in the ballgame. It's 54-48. Daisy Wood on the year, 77.6% at the free throw line. Up and bounces off, no good. Rebound to Aniston Mike. She'll fire from beyond midcourt. Your final score, Fall City Sacred Heart, the number one seed, 54. Extra Milligan Friend, 50. 54-50, your final score in this one. The Irish get the win, their 14th win of the season. EMF drops to 9-11 on the season. We'll take a 2-minute timeout, come back and wrap this one up on KTNC.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you are reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-apparel and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth and Nate Dieters are the right agents with your best interest at heart. Hurry, spring sales closing date is March 15th. Ease your mind? Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
Den's Country Meat, we don't cut corners, just premium meat. From smoked sausages and snack sticks to bacon, broth, and steaks. Everything we bake is handcrafted by our family for yours. And with state, national, and international awards, the world agrees. Our meat is a cut above. Den's Country Meat. Find us in Table Rock or online at denscountrymeats.com.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Join us for the 4th annual Sabetha Community Hospital Health Fair. Mark your calendars for Saturday, April 4th at the main event in Sabetha, Kansas. There will be many community businesses sharing resources, wellness tips, and much more. It's a great opportunity to take charge of your health and well-being. Join us Saturday, April 4th from 9 to 11:30 a.m. at the main event in Sabetha.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
All right, let's wrap up that girls' game. Won by Fall City Sacred Heart, 54-50 was the final. For the Irish tonight, the winners, they are now 14-6 on the year. They are led by Avery Santa. She scored 20 points in the ball game today. She made 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 triples in the game. It was 11 for Bailey Lemeron, the freshman. She made 3 long ones. Daisy Witch scored 10. She had a couple of triples. Ryan Westengard came off the bench to make 2 three-pointers in the first half for her total of 6, and it was Hallie Jones with 7 points in the ballgame. This is kind of an interesting breakdown. The Irish made 13 three-pointers in the game. They made 5 free throws in the game, hit 5 out of 8, including 5 of 6 in the fourth quarter. And they made 5 two-pointers in the ball game as well. 5 twos, 5 free throws, and 13 threes for the Irish in this game. They win it 54-50. They advance to the championship game in the Pioneer Conference Tournament. That action will be coming up Saturday afternoon at 4 o'clock here at Johnson. You'll hear it on KTNC. for the Bobcats today. They dropped to 9-11 on the year. They're led by Tori Bress, and she scored 17 on the day. Avery Tuttle had a dozen, the only two in double figures for the Bobcats. Seven for Reese Tuttle, six each for Brindley Johnson off the bench and Kendall Phillippe. And 2 points of the game for Anniston Mice. They went 8-12 at the free throw line in the game. Final score, 54-50, the win for the Irish. They advanced to the championship with today's victory. So now, Sacred Heart to the championship. Coming up, as we said, Saturday afternoon at 4 o'clock. You'll hear that here on KTNC. Their opponent will be either Lord Central Cabin or Johnson Brock. They play at 6 o'clock tonight if we're on schedule, and I'm not sure even what time it is. Hard to say if we'll be on time or not. We might be. This game's going to start a little bit late. So Lord Central Cabin and Johnson Brock at 6 o'clock here on KTNC, and of course on the MSC Sports app. Now we have a boys game later tonight for you. Time scheduled for 7:30. Class D2, number 7, Fall City Sacred Heart. Class C2, number 8, Johnson Brock. They match up at 7:30. Now you'll hear that on KTNC as well. Right now, the other boys' semifinals getting underway. That's going to be Exeter Milligan Friend, the top seed, taking on 4th-seeded Del Rodell. That game ready to go here in about 15 minutes. Now, we will not have that one for you on the air, so we'll be back for the other girls' semifinal and for the boys' semifinal scheduled for 7:30. So that's going to wrap it up this time. Our presenting sponsor for this high school basketball action this afternoon on KTNC is the fine folks at F&M Bank, Fall City. Local decisions, local solutions. They have local focus as well. F&M Bank and Fall City are presenting sponsor for this high school basketball action today on KTNC. For our studio engineer, Aaron Wisdom, I'm John Nixon saying goodbye for now. We'll be back with the other girls' game coming up, hopefully around 6, a little bit after tonight on KTNC.